Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafer, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
God has a reward system that is his own. And when God decides it's your time, he will not explain to anybody. He will leave them to want to be posting on YouTube and Instagram. God, why me? It appears many times we don't really know who God is. We think he's a man. But when the scripture spoke to us about God, he said God is not a man that he should lie. That means he's a consistent person. And he has an opinion about you. That opinion is not tied to what I feel or what people think. It's his own opinion. And that is the basis for which he relates with you. That's why some of you will notice that the season of your life where you had the most intense warfare, God was blessing you. Who knows what I'm talking about? Like, everything is wrong. But so, for some reason, you are being blessed. Okay, let the trouble continue so I can be getting blessed. Because when everything was okay, there was nothing. You know, like. So I want you to know this and free yourself from the approval of men. Free yourself. We need the approval of men, but we don't depend on it. The Bible says Jesus walked strong in spirit and he had favor first with God. First. Some of these running up and down, labor where it will count. Labor where it, there's no life Jesus cannot turn around. But Jesus doesn't help double-minded people. If you have an alternative, go for your alternative. If you only have Jesus, stay. So when I realize this, I know that my tomorrow will be alright. Not because of anything, but my only hope is in God. Are we raptured? There seems to be a catching away of the saints. In Daniel chapter 1, let me give you the backstory. So the Israelites have been captured and they've been taken into captivity. And I hope you know that the reason for captivity is sin. Sin is the primary reason why people go into bondage, whether spiritually or physically. Somebody has fallen away from the standard or from the mark. So it brings about bondage and captivity. And the first requirement for freedom is repentance, not conversation. What did I say? The first requirement for deliverance is what? Repentance. Not let's talk about it. What really went wrong? Nobody cares about what went wrong. You need to repent. I think married women, we know this one. When your husband does something that is very funny, instead of him to say sorry, you will not say sorry. He will not be trying to use corner to talk to you, be smiling at you, or God say sorry. Just say you are sorry. What was it my wife told me a few days ago? Say, you know, you're having me apologize. I said, hey, I didn't know. I thought that one has passed. All things are passing. He said, no, it has. tell me sorry. Okay, sorry. End of discussion. You can be sorry without being repentant. Yes. What we want is change of attitude. So these guys were in captivity. And I hope you know that sometimes when the wicked are being punished, the righteous sometimes can suffer with the sometimes. It's a Yoruba proverb, but it's scriptural. So you have to, where you are at every given point, you need to check those who are in that environment. Are there people that have been marked for punishment? given to a man that is cursed can affect your harvest. Please hear me. Trying to help a man that is under a curse is an invitation to for Satan to come into your harvest field. You want to help him? Don't you know what that means? To get involved with such people, you must have an instruction from God. There are people that try to help some other folks who are problems. They started having problems. So be wise. Don't be naive. I know you want to help. Ask God first. I was in a meeting somewhere and a blind man came to me. A blind man. Now, what do you think the major request of a blind man would be? That I want to see. And I asked him, would you like to see? Do you know his response? He said, no, I want money. Finished preaching, the anointing was it's not one of those days I'm doing my jesting, you know, like the power, I was feeling it. It's one of those days when I ask you, do you want it now? The guy said no. He said it would be a good idea. I said, but what I really want is money. I said, okay, I don't have money. When Peter went to the temple, he, men of God don't have money, they have anointing. He asked the man, he said, what? I know you want money, but what? I can only give you what I have. As such I have, I give. He grabbed the man. He did not wait for the man to say, no, give me money. Because if you give some people, Pastor, I just want to tell you, you see, in 1979, when my mom traveled to the village, that's when this problem started. You see, this is your story. I already know what I want to do. Stop, don't. Now, as I'm preaching here now, some of you will still sleep before this message is over. That's the challenge of being a pastor. Because when you sleep, I'm wondering, is it that what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing that this matter concerns you. And you chose to sleep at the point of your breakthrough. You don't know people sleep at the point of their breakthrough. Peter slept. The pastor of the church slept. Abraham, God was coming to cut covenant with him. He slept. So, a deep sleep. So think twice, oh. Say, I just love to rest. I love. say, Pastor, see me. Anywhere I pray, once it's time, I sleep. My brother. How are we Satan thinks like you? Satan fights dirty. Satan waits for men to sleep to attack them. He said, why men slept? Why men slept? He didn't struggle with you when he knew you were active. He waited for you to be tired. For those of you who use your body till you crash on the bed like a log of wood, hear what your enemy is saying. Say, I'm waiting for you to sleep. Both spiritually, some of you used your body to the point that you could not even pray again because you are pursuing money. Wealth is a higher level than money. So some of you need to repent, not from sin, but from abusing your body. Come on, are you here now? All those shawarma and all those things you like it. Pastor, me, 2 bottles of Coke. Pastor, even when I'm fasting. I say, wow. Once I say, wow, you are in trouble. I say, wow. If you talk to me, I say, wow. Just say, Pastor, which one? Am I in trouble? I say, Pastor, me, I don't. That Coke is like my only problem. You have a big problem.
Yes.
You have a very big problem. And I would call my doctor now to talk to you. Because some of you abuse your body to the point where prayer could not help you again. If you like a girl, you take out. Why are you wasting your money on shawarma? If you really love her, you shouldn't give her shawarma. If you really love her. All right, let me go into my message, brother. Give her the word of God. Now, this, I don't have anything against those who do the business. I'm talking to the people of whom I am their pastor. Because somebody on Insta blog now will carry me and say, this pastor said they should not. I'm not talking to Insta blog. I'm talking to those of you here. All right. So this guy, Daniel, and his friends, they didn't commit sin. They didn't worship idols with their fellow Israelites. But when the judgment came, they were affected. Please choose your company. Don't be... Who you allow into your private space is your choice. Don't allow people make that decision for you. If somebody calls you a friend and you don't feel, say we are colleagues. You don't have friends at the office, you have colleagues. Don't stop playing around. Hi, bestie, in the office, you are fired. Might I catch you, you are fired. In this office, bestie. That means I'm not safe. Because you people can connive against me. So you are fired. Sir, we are just playing. No. You are fired. I don't want bestie here. I want people who want to work. See, bestie, once I see it, HR, it's like we are too much in this office. Because we are having besties now. You have colleagues. Know the nature of relationship. Daniel, you are now a prisoner. I said... Your prayer could not save you. They brought you here. Do you know Daniel was castrated?
Yes, sir.
You know what it means to be castrated as a full-grown adult? And with the powerful technology they had then. Don't want anybody smiling at the king's wife here. We don't smile here, we walk. Have you seen Chinese and Koreans? They don't look at your boss's wife for what? Are you all right? So we will help you, we castrate you. Let's just help you once and for all. Castrate you. Or you'll be working free. That was the condition Daniel was when they selected them. So the king is opening up the leadership academy. We're going to be training some of you that will be special assistants, commissioners, ministers in the republic. But we need to make sure your head is correct. So we castrate you. They will teach you the Chaldean language. Hallelujah. This is once in a lifetime. Not all of you. See, some of you, those ones, they will walk till they die. You are going to become advisors to the king. Hallelujah. Say, wow. Ah, say, God, let this testimony, let it happen the way I'm seeing it too. The way some of you are even thinking, I am expecting one letter this week. Say, God, I cannot sleep. God, let this be my week. Even Jemima can join you to say, God, let it be our week so she won't come and faint here. That guy was castrated. He was living righteously and he had every reason to be angry at God because he didn't sin. His only sin was that he was in the nation while they were carried away. Carted away. Daniel didn't sin with them. He only brought his consecration from Israel to Babylon. Yet he suffered. Be careful. Choose your company so you won't fight battles that are not necessary. It's wisdom. David fought. When Solomon became king, he said, I have wisdom, but I don't go military school. There are better ways of doing these things. King of Egypt, come greet us now. He came. He said, your wisdom is, take my daughter. Bam. Any king that comes to his house, comes with his daughter. Do you know those kings gave him money? They gave him gold. That was where charging for consulting and leadership training started from in the Bible. They say, me, I just freely you have received, freely give. That's why you are suffering. Say, hi, fans. This morning I just want to share with you 5 ways to get your skin glowing. That's why you are not rich. You use your own data to give free information. If you want to learn it, come to my academy. And you pay so that you'll be serious. It's doing a free webinar. It's not free. You are the product. And the free is in capital letters. So, but in case you think it's free, you will know after we are done. The guy had reasons to be angry. He didn't deserve what he was going through. But he had a decision to make. Just like you have a decision to make. You can either choose to see the obstacles around you, or you can choose to see the opportunity. The answer to that question is what will determine the next 1 year of your life. So the king apportioned to them food and said, "This is the king's food." And he told them, "Okay, this is what we are giving to you. And you are eating, you have a buffet in the morning, you have coffee, you have..." You know, kings eat large. Yeah. Or let me put it this way, their table is large. But they don't eat that way, but their table is large. But they keep it there because of those who like to eat. So that was what they gave to Daniel. There were other men in that academy who saw the opportunity. You see, you can't eat and grow in wisdom at the same time. You can't eat. You can't be given to pleasure and be growing in wisdom at the same time. You will either choose food or choose wisdom. That's why many of you, when you eat, you feel sleepy. After you eat heavily, you now unbuckle your bed. You now be staring into the space. And if you are like me, say, "Pastor, I don't know, I'm always struggling with insomnia." You don't have insomnia. Put one boring movie on Netflix. One Chinese movie that has no transcription. Then eat heavily. Then don't move. Just be looking at that screen. If you don't sleep in 20 minutes, I'll pay you. You don't have, say, "Pastor, it's like a demon." There's no demon. You are not eating well. So they were giving these guys food, and that training academy was for 3 years. That's how you got your first degree. The first degree we do in Nebuchadnezzar's university, it was 3 years course. Daniel made an observation. Give me verse 8. Give me verse 7 and 8. Daniel 1. "Unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, he gave unto Daniel the name Belteshazzar, and unto Ananiah of Shadrach, and Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego." How many of you know that today most of us don't remember the original names? When you allow people name you, that's what happens. Whoever names you has power over you. The only person we remember his real name is Daniel, because he took his own consecration to another level. But these other ones, you know Abednego, you know Meshach. Do you remember that his real name is Ananiah? Even among the four of them, one man took his consecration to a higher level. Go ahead, give me that scripture. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Now, if you read this entire chapter, you will find that this program was for 3 years. Which means for Daniel to propose, it means he had made an observation. Hello. For Daniel to propose, to decide, he will not do this thing while in this office. It may not be food. It may be some other thing that is going on in that office. Like maybe they share money every weekend. You work in the police force. For a policeman to make every Nigeria very hard. I'm convinced. Especially if you are one of those on the road. Because there's a way you can collect those kind of money. It now looks normal. I was in a bus some years ago. I sat beside the driver. We were traveling. And we saw the police guys ahead of us. And the guy brought out 15 naira. In those days of 15 naira. And he started rubbing all his body. All the problem in my life. All the pain. You know, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen it in my life. Saw the pain as I give this man this money. Let my problem go to him. telling you. So when we got to where the policemen were, the guy brought his glass down. Ah, officer, good morning, sir. Now, so yeah, move. Ah! I felt so much pity for the police officer. You have inherited. Do you know what? Through giving, you can transfer things. People are playing. They don't know anything. Through gift, you can be manipulated. Sit down there and be shouting, love Jesus. You can be manipulated. You better know who you are taking things from. For those of you who have children that they eat anything, it's only when you are there. They say, mommy, your uncle gave us 5 naira. You better go home and warn them. This earth is a battleground.
Yes,
in this earth, destinies are exchanged.
Yes,
this earth, when you go to Satan and say, I want to be great, it is somebody's destiny that they've collected to give you.
Yes,
Satan doesn't have any good thing to give anybody.
Yes,
anything they give to you was collected from somebody.
Yes,
be wearing suit and be speaking Queen's English. You're welcome to this webinar. You have battle. Ogunwa la ye. There's battle. You have to sit down and look at this matter. You are in front of the king. Something has been presented to you. Can you see through that thing? Can you see through it? This guy observed. He now proposed. For him to make that decision, an observation was made. When you go to the king's house or you visit places, take your time to look around. Don't just dash in. Ah, it's good to be here. See, these are your blood rush last year, and we are still trying to unpack what happened. Anytime there's haste in your life, you will give birth to Ishmael. Anytime there's haste in your life, you will give birth to Ishmael. And Ishmael will not die even if you bind him. Ishmael will not die even if you pray against him. Up to today, everybody is still running to Ishmael. Up to today.
Oh yeah, we're going to Dubai for vacation. You know, we just want to celebrate our 14th anniversary.
It's Ishmael. Dubai. Because one man could not wait. That's the character of champions. Patience. This guy made an observation. Please put the scripture on this. Verse 8. And Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defy. That means his observation recommended to him that this thing we are eating here was first presented to idols. Excuse me, if you work in the king's house, or you work in a government office, or you work in an Indian company, a Chinese company, do you know what goes on there? There's a particular organization, I minister to a particular brother, a very big organization. If I mention the name, it starts with a G. If I mention the name of that organization, you'll be shocked. Anybody who goes in there, really rises to the top. And you will still not be able to leave. You will be stuck. The only way you can leave is if they fire you. And if they fire you, you go with nothing. And then somebody just says, oh, so where are you? I'm in the tech space. I work in this telecom. God will help you. Say you know how to pray. Say you know how to pray. It's not by wearing suit to. We had people in our office that were wearing suit and putting cowries in their pocket. When they are talking to you, they'll be rubbing the cowrie. They'll be rubbing it. It's okay. Let's move the funds. Okay. Debit receivables. Debit this one. They are controlling you by rubbing. It was when we caught them, we realized they had a room in their house that their wives could not enter. Managers. The marketplace is where powers gather.
Yes,
if you are naive, you'll be wasted.
Yes,
it's not about shining. Can you sustain your glory in the marketplace? Can you sustain it? Have you ever heard Dangote speak anything against the body of Christ? Is these people with 20 MB that are posting? Dangote is not a Christian, but he goes to church sometimes. People are naive. There's a lifestyle of the palace. The relationship between pastors and rich men can never end. Because rich men can't pray, so they have pastors. They are prophets. know what it feels like when somebody calls me and say, Pastor, we have this problem in our company. There are these two people. Which one do we sack? I don't know any of them. But they put their lives in my hands. I said, okay, send their picture. Ah, I said, this one is fine. He said, Pastor, don't look at her face. She's a snake. I said, we know they look face. I said, which one among them is Chioma? He said, Pastor, you're not Chioma. Is she the one? I said, send her away. How would you like to live with somebody who knows where you are coming from? It's not better for you to come to Mass and see me watching Netflix so you can be relaxed. I said, when you are going to, you ate shawarma. Then I added one thing like this on. Sir, they have given, you are not a witch. So just leave me. That's why I wear my suit, so I don't confuse me with the herbalist. You can see me. I don't have too many of them, but this, I try to represent. I look good. But there are some things, if I tell you, you will not believe. You will get to the express, you will meet it waiting for you. Even when it has to do with being a prophet, there are levels. There are razor sharp prophecies. Razor sharp. Not that God will do something, they will tell you when it will come. So this guy had an opportunity in this training academy. This is like very promising. You are going to be a special assistant or advisor to the governor. Please say amen. No? And I hope you know that you are even more blessed than Daniel, because Daniel was a prisoner. You are a free citizen here. You can come, you can leave this place and something will happen and you become the governor of this state. It will happen so quickly, people will know like, what happened. Well, he's already the governor.
Amen.
Until one man in Port Harcourt became governor, nobody knew in this country that he can be a governor without winning election. You know the governor? Protimi. He became governor without winning election. Before that day, everybody says it's impossible. That which men say is impossible, God will do it with your name. I just prophesied. They said the appointment has been closed, but we are opening it again now. Yes, for your sake. For your sake. I know what favor means. So a lady sent me a message on LinkedIn. Oh, sir, I'm so sorry. I didn't see your invite. And please, I'm so sorry. I know it's been like 3 weeks. Please, can I see? Join the. Is there a second chance? I was just looking at this small girl talking. And I sent her. I said, where are you? She said, I'm at Elizade University. I'm a lawyer. I was just laughing. You know why? I'm the one that opened the door. She could have said, oh, I missed the message. Oh, it's over. She sent a message. In destiny, you must learn how to insist. What's the worst case? I will say no. You went home and you are crying. Who needs your tears for anything? How many people did you know who made any difference in their lives by crying? You missed the opportunity. Send a message. Oh, I do apologize. I had some issues with my phone, but I'm back online. That's what the guy told me. And I just saw as he said, I said, okay. 1 p.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, there was somebody that we asked to come for interview. She wore, put the phone on the bed, slanted on the video camera like this. I see she was doing a TikTok video. Then she said, please excuse me. Then she stood up. Like, you know, I lost my balance. Like, what is this? It's okay. Well, it's thanks. For, I'll get back to you. There's no getting back. You are fine. You are, it is not. I don't want people who be, you know, get a phone holder or something for Christ's sake, or put the phone somewhere against the wall and look into my face. Not like I didn't know she was lying down on the bed. And say, Pastor, I don't know why. Every time I go for an interview, they say they will call me back. It's because your posture is wrong. You laid on the bed wearing, not even that, it's something you can go to bed with. She didn't know. She forgot. She the camera came up and she stood up. Oh, goodness. That was the end of the interview. Don't forget, I always say, there's a lifestyle of the palace. Don't bring your Igbo spirit, Igbo smoking spirit to the palace. Nobody smokes Igbo here. Yes, that may be the way you are brought up, but you can't continue.
And this mother, oh, I'm a kazi, oh, yeah, oh, she love, yeah, oh, she...
Who said that? Says Tunde, Tunde, ah, Tunde, you are fired. I'm so sorry. I have to let you go. This is both smoking spirit following you everywhere.
I tell him,
I know they take rubbish. Who said that? Okay.
Call him.
Because it's already the day we destroy all the computers in this office. That's how it will start. So you leave your Igbo smoking spirit in the village when you are coming to this place. Because the palace will not allow you. They will disqualify you. They won't give you a fighting chance. If the job is already as hard enough as it is, ask yourself this opportunity, what will it take to be the king here? What will, ask yourself. Don't wait. Ask yourself, what will it take to be the number one here?
There's
somebody who is number one. Don't fall into that trap. And you only become number one by being exceptional. Not by licking people's boots and kneeling down. Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. Your kneeling down has not brought any profit to the company. And you are kneeling down. So what will I do with your kneeling down? Is this church? Or is this your village meeting? Keep your distance and be professional for once. You are late. Collect your query. You say, good morning, sir. I'm sorry. You are late. Take your query and move on. Query is part of life.
So you say, are you sure it's pastor that is talking today? Some of us go on not promote our call, we are very wicked. That's what you query. Give me that scripture.
Daniel proposed in his heart. He made an observation and he made a decision. He made an observation and took a decision. In his heart. Which means, in the king's palace, there is this attitude of keeping sealed lips. Now, there's one movie that explains this thing, but it's a very bad movie. So, it starts with Games. It's a very old series. Games. So, if you know, you know. If you don't know, delete it. But you will see in that movie the palace lifestyle. You don't just... That thing you think you are seeing, somebody has heard. Behind closed doors. You know, Tina, you see, in this office, since I got here, I noticed that people are not friendly. Even our boss, you are in the restroom saying it. But somebody has heard. Nobody gave you this job to say your mind. No, you don't have, nobody cares about what you think. You can do that when your house. Yeah, it's about the job. See, me, I can't work in a place where they are very toxic. How do you think we make our money? We make our money by being toxic, not by going to the toilet to complain and cry. I've gone to the restroom many times. When I cry, I wash my face, I come back. Oh, you're welcome to Shonik Bank. Nobody cares about you. You say she's crying, let's help her. You better wake up. Do you still want to work here? You are not paying $350,000 to be looking for best working condition. Have you ever noticed that it is the toxic people that are always making manager level? Think. As I'm saying, I want you to be thinking. Those toxic people, you see those good people that everybody likes, they keep them there. They can't fit. Because management needs to make tough decisions and they don't want CCs. This is a marketplace. This is not your house, it's a marketplace. So you must understand how the market operates. I had a conversation with Pastor David 2 weeks ago. We were talking about the Forex market. And I said, Pastor David, what's your recommendation with the fluctuating rate? Pastor David said, Pastor, stay away from the market. I have left. Me too, I have left. Somebody bought dollar at 180. He now went to the market to be praying. Because he heard that the rate wants to drop, he was not praying. Meanwhile, the market doesn't respect prayer. The market doesn't respect prayer. It respects demand and supply. The market doesn't respect prayer. It respects demand. The difference between demand and supply is your profit. So instead of you to be shouting, go and look for a business that has high demand rate. You can't be selling sugar now. Doctors say we should not eat sugar again. For you to scale in sugar, you must be a Dangote. You must be a Dangote. And you are not Dangote's customers. Dangote's customers are the hotels, they are the bakeries, the people who buy bulk. Not you that has signed a license to destroy your insulin level. Wisdom of the palace. The king did not assume that they were Jewish people, because to be Jewish means that you are consecrated, you are separated. There are certain things you will not do. But because we captured you, we now want to train your taste, your appetite. We want to recondition it. That is the language and the strategy of Babylon. Every time they bring you, they want to teach you something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They recalibrate you. Eat our food. Enjoy Dubai. When they give you all those things, you will not be able to go back. As you are leaving, you are already planning for your next year vacation. Abi now? Eh? Once you are leaving, you already know next year we are coming back. Even though your landlord has told you we increase the rent, but this Dubai, me and Loretta, we are coming back. That's the thing. Because see Dubai and die. You understand? Once you see Dubai, like, you realize, which kind of government do we even have in Nigeria? Your brain will start with, like, two things can work. They say there's flood. They 100 years flood in one day. By the next day, the thing has cleared. If that flood falls, that rain falls in Lagos. Let me tell you what you hear. Somebody will come out and say, this is a briefing. You see, we keep talking to us about throwing things in the seaway, in the gutters. These things are not good. Excuse me, when has anything worked because somebody complained? You are complaining. The people in Bariga also complain. We're supposed to do the job. Apply fines. But you don't even know how many people live in Bariga as we speak. So what qualifies you to be the governor or the local government chairman or the president? I'm talking to you about why organizations fail. Nokia didn't see it coming. BlackBerry never thought a day will arise in this earth and anything will push them out of the market. Don't be caught napping. Overtaking is allowed. The only way to stay on top is to keep learning and 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 learning. President Obasanjo at 80 got his PhD as an old man. Because he doesn't want to be sick. He doesn't want people to be carrying him about. So he decided to keep himself active. Do you know he supervises students at Open University?
Yeah.
Do you think he's doing it for the money? Come on now. He has been president maybe 1845. But if he goes to United Nations and some other people go to United Nations, they will see him first. It's called influence. You build influence by growing in silence. You build influence by growing in silence. The day you are presented to the spotlight, you only have one shot. David, you have only one shot. Goliath must come down. If you do it twice, you are not qualified. So when I go before God, I can go for 1 hour. Lord, Lord, I am ignorant. Lord, I am ignorant. Give me your wisdom. I don't trust what I have. Show me the way. Someone will say, Pastor, I don't know what to pray about. These are the things. You will stay there 1 hour. Oluwa o. You pray those prayers in your mother tongue. Open my understanding. You will pray today. You pray tomorrow. 3 days fast. You pray to pray to pray. Then somebody now calls you 5 days later. Sorry, can you share your secret? Where do I start from? You want to know my secret? How I became like this? You want to know it? Where do I start from? Is it from the prayer point to deleting some names on my contact? They are
are tough decisions, but you will make them. You want to be a leader, you will make tough decisions. That's what separates the boys from the men. I will not relate to this person again, or I will reduce the way I relate to this person. And once you make it, you are not going back. There are some friends in your life. Anytime you see them, you spend more money. You spend money you didn't bargain for.
Oh yeah, so
every seven days you block them, then release them for 4 days, then block them again. So put it on your reminder in your iCloud or whatever to always block this person at a certain time. That's what the thing is there for. Not just to be doing TikTok. Set your reminder. Block Kule every Sunday, 7 p.m. Daniel made an observation. I observed that any time I have a conversation with this person, I go back 5 steps. Daniel made an observation that this relationship I got into, since I came into this relationship, I started having problems with my life and my job. Can you make an observation? Instead of always falling in love, can you make an observation? To fall in love. You fall in love. Don't you see? Fall. You stumbled. Stand. Love doesn't make you fall. And believe me, there are some ladies, they are very mesmerizing. You won't be able to think straight. So don't see them every day. You will pay for Uber. The things you can't even do with yourself.
See where my wife is laughing. She knows. China is just, let's do Uber,
But you and your destiny knows that from here to Masha is bus you normally take. The girl has not even said yes. You are already spending, and your salary is 150. Daniel made an observation and he took a decision. Give me that scripture.
He told himself, I will not defile myself. The word defile is the word contaminate.
My sister, what you eat can contaminate your spirit. Forget that thing. People have eaten things in their sleep and woke up poisoned. This is Daniel. He's a major prophet. So, you know, when you are in Christ, my brother, you are in Christ, but the thing you ate was physical. Your body is not in Christ. Me, once I pray, I eat too. They can't do, nobody can do nothing. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus.
Say you are covered. Jesus now caught it and he started laughing. The guy said he's covered.
Satan and God agree for once on top of your matter. You see your boy, he chop our food, he say they covered. You are hanging out with a covenant child of Satan, you say you are covered.
Hey! You leave the place 11 p.m., you say you are covered. Hey!
Somebody has foundational problem, family pattern. You say you are covered. Hey! You don't know that the person, you are not mind the person, you are mind the pattern in that person's life. You are mind the foundation. You are mind the problems that are in the bloodline.
Yes, sir.
You are mind things you have not met, you've not known.
Yes, sir.
If you say you are in Christ, you better be sure you are in Christ. That's why the Bible talks about renewing the mind. Because certain deliverances cannot be consummated until your mind sees everything about you the way Christ sees it. So your spirit is perfect, but your body is not. This guy said, I will not contaminate myself. How many things have you eaten last week? How many people sent food to you? All of a sudden, you are not able to speak your mind because somebody is spending. Somebody sent you flowers. And so, the flower is dead. What's big deal about flowers? Somebody sent you flowers. Oh, is that why you are behaving like this? You are not even a serious person. Somebody sent you flowers. Flowers. The thing that they went to buy somewhere and put your name on and bring. Oga, wake up! Madam, wake up. What's this? Flowers. I thought it was something better. Flowers. Is this how you want to spend your life?
receiving flowers. Look at the battery in your life. Is this? Do you? This things may be very hard for you, but I'm telling you, at that level, kings don't think about these things.
Yes,
if you like flower, plant. If you like flower, you can buy the artificial ones and put in your house. And some people, some brothers are so useless, even when they give you the flower, they think they've done something for you. You know that it didn't do anything. The flower is supposed to come before the main gift.
Yes, sir.
The brother watched one American movie, saw them giving flower. Yes. He too now went to buy flower from Lagos Island.
Mm.
Brought it to you.
Plastic.
Happy birthday, dear. So where's the iPhone 15? See, let me tell you, next year is going to be better. It's going to be bigger. Oh, promising note. You are still promising me? After 5 years? 35-year-old man giving flowers. Wake up. Wake up. If you want to celebrate your wife, celebrate her. Not plastic things. Rubber. The kind of gift you buy can be a reflection of the state of your heart. Can be. What do you do with your flower? You say thank you, then you throw it away. Meanwhile, that's the gift too. So don't expect. I got you. So that's the gift. If I want to punish you, I will not add cake. Meanwhile, at your age, you should not be eating sugar again. With love from Kunle. Daniel made an observation and Daniel took a decision. Something is wrong here. This thing we are eating, nothing is free.
Hey.
Nothing is free. Hello, hi, how are you doing? Are you up? Alright, it's going to be a great day. When can I pick you up this morning? I'm going towards the island. You know, I know I have a few meetings. By the third time, Emeka, Bia, you have not been calling me like this. What's going on? Ask. Pastor, I don't know what he's thinking. Ask direct questions. A man who loves you doesn't need to think about it. He will answer you. And if you don't know what to answer, I say, brother, come and see me after the service. When a lady asks you that kind of question, I will tell you. When she talks, you just laugh. Laugh. Then she will be confused. You now say, look, Loretta. Okay, Tina. They say, you know why I'm laughing? She'll say, why? You know, sometimes I see the future. I see us having this conversation 3 years from now in our parlor. And then I will. So you want to propose, you use big Bible. Big Bible. You now open John 3:16. Get out. Get out of this place. Propose with Bible. Is it God that wants to marry? No style, no finesse. Or only flower, rubber flower. And she's supposed to be happy. God punish Satan. If you want to buy flower, respect yourself. Do something. Don't let the flower be the only thing that you, the only idea. Your last year flower, this year flower. Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's meat. Now, this food is what the king feeds on. The king draws his strength from this type of revelation. This is spiritual food. The kind of well you drink from is very important. The food was contaminated because of a spiritual element. It was not just the physical food, which means that your advancement cannot be beyond your level of revelation, the kind of revelation you feed on. You see, because your spirit only digests revelation. Your spirit digests, that's why the Bible says, meditate in this day and night. Because the element that comes from your meditation is revelation. And that is what your spirit can feed on. Not just reading the Bible. People read the Bible, but they are spiritually weak.
How many people study the Bible and when they are on their way to work on third mile and they are meditating? No! They are checking TikTok. TikTok, TikTok, and the time is going. TikTok, TikTok, and the time is going. TikTok, TikTok. Hey, 5 years, no promotion. TikTok, TikTok. You are the product. What your spirit digests is revelation. Just the same way, it is not what you eat that your body feeds on. Your body must convert it to sugar. What your body really feeds on is sugar. Your body doesn't know rice, it doesn't know yam. You now add a shawarma on top. Meanwhile, you ate yam this morning. Plenty yam. You ask for extra. Others were buying rice and beans under the mango tree. You ordered for yam. And they topped it up. I ate in VI under the canopy. They gave me award. 2009. I ate. They gave me umbrella. When I tell you people this thing, you think, I know what I'm saying, no? I've been on the street. Forget if I... The woman there with umbrella, big ete umbrella, will go there and sit down, madam, give me rice, 100, rice, can you call 50, put roundabout, put a door. Put, she singled me and gave me umbrella. I went to her and said, where did you find old girl? I said, yeah, it was... So today, if you see me eating in the king's house, don't just keep quiet and leave me. Because the things I've eaten in this place, I ate till I got a word. You don't know what I'm saying. They gave me umbrella. Good customer. Take. And I took it. It's me you want to be forming for. Instead of you to open up, let's know the kind of prayer to pray for you. Say, Pastor, you know, I just need to tell you how I feel. I don't need to know if you tell me your problem. That's all right. Daniel made a decision that he will not defile himself. And when he made that decision, he didn't make that decision alone. He found a company. Do you know if you decide to start living a particular way, you will find men like you? Do you know that whatever you focus on will be created around you? That's the reason why many people struggle with loss. Because they always lost it. So currently on my Instagram page, I'm going through a cleansing process, cleansing rejuvenation on Instagram. Because when I joined Instagram way back, I didn't know what they did with it. So I just followed anybody I saw. So now I now realize that if I see some people doing one thing, I'll now say followed by, they see my name. They will look. How many of you have seen my name in those troublesome? Are you people did not call me? So I spoke to my marketing manager. He now said, Pastor, you have to unfollow everybody. So it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people. So I do like 200 every day. Maybe by the end of the year, I will get there. I just followed. I just if I follow them, they'll follow me. I thought that's what the people do on Instagram. Some of those pages were later sold, and they put some things there that they started putting videos that the son of God should not see. So now my wife will come here, you are following this person. I say, who is that again? I quickly unfollow the person. So please, if you see anything, send me the address, the ID of that person. Let me go and unfollow. I'm going through a rejuvenation. My account must be born again. When you make the right decision, you will find your company. When you make the wrong decision, you will also find your company. The thing about a decision is that it's so powerful. A decision is so powerful that all you may need to do is to decide to open this door. There are other doors behind this door that we open because we chose to open this door. And you will not have control over those other doors. Are you with me? Are you tracking? Are you tracking? Are you here? Are you here now? So you have to be careful about that first door. You choose to marry a man with problem and family pattern and danger and that he cannot pray.
you make that decision, that's the only power you have. The implication of that, those decisions, that decision will be other things that you will have no control over. And you will not have to start dealing with those things because they will show up whenever they like. So one of the elements you look at in people who are very wise is that they make wise decisions. They are willing to take their time or even miss the opportunity. But don't make a decision, a destiny-altering decision, out of emotions. My decision to marry my wife was not based on emotion. It was a clear-headed decision, even though God spoke. After you lie and say you saw three angels, I sat down and I looked at this woman. Even she herself said she gambled on me. If she had looked down on me, we would all be in Lagos today. And she would say, oh, that would have been my husband. But what he late, let me go on Femo. After you say God spoke, I saw that I looked at her very well. I observed her. The little things I know about her family, I paid attention to the detail because the devil is in the details. Those small, small things, hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When I was going to, we are going to, do you know out of the whole 8 years of our relation, of our courtship, we didn't, did we do genotype tests? I'm not sure we did until we are ready for marriage. Because I just believe that if God said it, that means God has checked the genotype. That was a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game to play. I felt that if God said, this is your wife, God has checked the genotype, it's okay. God has checked the blood type. For God to say she's the wife, that means God has checked that. I don't need to check anything. I just managed to escape. I managed to escape. It was a very dangerous game I played. It was not wise. In fact, one of the ways to verify God spoke to you is to go and do genotype test. So I say, Pastor, it doesn't matter. It's love that counts. It's not love. It's not love we use to sustain marriage. It's decision. Daniel deciding to live righteously, put up that scripture, and consecrate himself was the foundation of the blessing of wisdom over his life. Because if Daniel decided to live carelessly, nobody will know they are in bondage.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody will caution him. No, there's no, everybody is here, we're all suffering.
Yes, Lord.
Your decision, especially when nobody will know, God honors it. God will honor it. He said he will not taste the wine that he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Please, can I please ask that you don't defile? I mean, I know you guys go by the pronouns she, they, them. Can you please excuse me from doing that? Because I don't correspond with this. That's what it means. It's like being an organization where you have to respect everybody's sexuality. And I'm saying, please, can you excuse me? You are a man, so I can't call you she. But those were the kind of battles Daniel had to. He said, please, can you excuse me? Sometimes you need to be there. You say, please, can you excuse me? I want you to come for this company's party. My conviction cannot let me stay here. Go home and sleep. One brother, and I'm, you know, popular, got promoted in a bank, one of the top banks in Nigeria. Didn't go home to tell his wife. Went to the club straight. Was coming back from Third Milan, got to Lakpere or somewhere. 4 a.m. died. He didn't get home to tell his wife that he was promoted. For those of you that have no respect for your wife, you believe what other people tell you. Your wife has no say. Why did you marry her? If she can't talk to you, don't marry her. These are the things. You make decisions based on value. When I talk, no one has to talk. That's why you are where you are.
The day you will crash, that's how nobody will help you. You are, God has accredited one person to be in your space for life, and that's your spouse. Every other person can leave. Your children will go. I don't know what I say. Me, I'm an African man. All this American. I don't believe it. I don't subscribe to rubbish. When I talk, when I say, whatever I say. See now, you are close to the edge of the gutter, but your wife cannot talk. Many people have suffered because they didn't listen to their spouse. And there are also women that have eaten the hearts of their husband. Their husband cannot say anything to correct them. Because we are equal. We are not equal. We are equal in gender. We are not equal in status as far as marriage is concerned. There is the head. It's called the head for a reason. And you are the neck. Go and check everybody who left Nigeria and in the UK and Canada, and their marriages are still thriving. They chose to remain with these traditional beliefs. Somebody called us from the UK and said, every time she goes to hospital, they subject her to questions. Are you feeling threatened in your home? Are you feeling any form of fear? I'm not feeling fear. I'm sick. Treat me. They want to know if her husband is... So that they can take the man out of the house. That's the assignment God gave them. To be separating families. You that your mind is struggling, you want to go to Canada. Where from the airport, they'll be asking your wife, do you feel threatened? Do you need some time out? Do you want us to separate? So if your wife wants to do it, you say, let's go to Canada. Let's go to Canada. Once you cross border, you're allowed to care on what you want. They don't catch you. So be looking at your wife's eyes when she say Canada, UK. It may be your judgment day. Just tell her, but I apologize now. That thing, I apologize. Start begging again. Start begging. Because once you cross the border, what you care on? See me and my wife now, we are here. Because here I have power. If I cross Beckham, I will go to the wash plate. Pastor. So there was a conversation. I'm trying to be serious. There was a conversation with the chief eunuch. What are we going to do? If the king sees you like this, he will not be happy. He now say, prove us 10 days. Come on, say 10 days. You must be willing to put a foot down in the area of your consecration. So now, the moment he said, prove us, the obligation moves to God. To ensure that they met the requirement and they were okay. Say, prove me herewith, when you give your tithe, if I will not open, the obligation to open the heavens is God. And after they did that, please jump to, I don't know if it's verse 10. Verse 12. Say, prove your servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse or vegetables to eat and water to drink. And then let our countenances be looked upon before thee. I'm in verse 13 now. Alright. And of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with your servants. And so he consented to them in this matter and proved them for 10 days. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenances appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat of the portion of the king's meat. Please, when I started this message, I told you God has a reward system for faithfulness. You may look like a fool now. Listen to me. The chickens are coming home to roost. God will not allow your consecration to fall to the ground empty-handed. You have to trust him. You have to trust him. Trust. Verse 18. Now at the end of the days that the king said they should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them before Nebuchadnezzar, and the king communed with them, and among them was found none. That means when the king tested them, asked them a question, people had the answer, but Daniel and his friends had detail. Detail. Okay, this works, but in another situation, you may need to apply this theory or this concept to get this and get that, and you derive this, you derive that. But generally, if we are looking at economic indices, then you need to consider this one. At this current level in our economy, what we need to focus on is this and this and this. Waive taxes for organizations bringing in their business to Nigeria for 5 years. The guy is just talking like a power, like, I thought this guy is a prince. He's not supposed to be this knowledgeable. But the anointing was speaking. Say, do not think when you go before the Sanhedrin about the things you will have to say. Say, for the, in that moment, the spirit of your father will begin to give you the words. Who told you that God is not in the marketplace? There's something you can say to a client and he's sold.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you go there thinking you already know what you are going to say. You now meet a roadblock. There's one place in Accra called Roadblock. And they're always blocking the road there. Go ahead. They found none like Daniel, Adoniah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they stood before the king. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his work? He will stand before kings. And not ordinary men. Not ordinary men. Not ordinary men. Keep getting better. You owe it to yourself to be the best. You owe it to yourself to be the best. Listen, there is no area of business that doesn't have money, that doesn't have influence and capital. Right now in Nigeria, do you know that for those of you who are teachers, most parents have a challenge with who they can leave their children with? Fill that gap. We had to organize a 2 weeks tutorial for one of our children. 75,000. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. One child. So if you have three, that's a banker's salary. Working three times a week. Only. The thing the brother will teach the child, he already knows it. He has been doing it all his life. A time will come, you will not even need more teachers to help you. Because you can't meet up. So your target will now be excellent customer service, not just the thing you want to teach. Because you don't want any of the teachers to go somewhere and then mess up the place. You are in front of a client. Besides, stand up. You are in front of a client that maybe you are in that office for something, and you are talking to client and you are this close. Are you out of your mind? These are the small decorum. Nobody will tell you, but you'll be rejected. Yes, ma'am. So like what? You know, share. You want to swallow me? People have told me to motivational speak out. Let there be professional space. You don't extend your hand to a woman. Let her do it first. She may not want to touch you. Say, what about the man? You better keep quiet and listen to what I'm saying. When you are in a professional space, don't stretch your hand to a woman or somebody who is a top management, you know, director or something. Unless, I say, how are you, ma? Good morning. Don't go there and say, I saw your LinkedIn. Saw me on LinkedIn. Is that why we are here? I have just 5 minutes. Who is this guy? I was in a meeting. Please sit down. I was in a meeting. Please sit down. Ah, Pastor, you are here. I see. Who is your pastor? Who is this one? Who is your pastor? Ah, they have followed me here. I didn't see that attack coming.
I was thinking the attack will come from another place. Where's your pastor? Hey. And the person kept saying, the pastor, I'm so excited to meet you. You know, those of us in Abuja, we are the only. I just use wisdom. I say, okay, thank you. So let's just get to the business of this night connecting with you. Maybe we take this off after this conference. So yeah, so back to my presentation. You know, I just use science, style. But when the person said, so he said, Pastor, I didn't know you would be at this such stuff. I was disorganized immediately. Who is this? Who is this? Colette. Now, those people will be looking at using one eye to look. I'm here as a professional. Well, guys, better wake up and stop fluffing. When I finish, they will go online and check. Say, the guy is also a power. Oh, no wonder. His work is thorough. Then they go out and check the pricing you gave them, the price point. Professional, that's the standard. Not that I want to make all the money from one head, one person's head. You know, as a pastor, they are not calling me. They will not call you. They will not call you. Only. You want to make all the money. Some people, one customer, they will squeeze the until the customer start bleeding blood. Die. Give me a, remain small. God have mercy on my soul. I don't know how best to preach this message. That's why I did what I did. Are you blessed? Go back home, put together a lot of these points, and become a new person. Sometimes it's not the devil. It's just your unprofessionalism. Don't bring your village into this meeting. Even so, in Emeka, Chibuzo, don't go there and be speaking Igbo. This name, the one where this one is dead table. It's my area. You see, you don't know if that guy has been penciled for a sack. He went to familiarize with him. They say, maybe they know themselves. Don't give him the job. Go back home. You will flourish this year. When you get to the office on Monday, don't wear palm slippers into your office. Even if that's what everybody does. If it's only one shoe, you have polished it. Wear it like that. The office resumes at 10. At 8. Most people come by 10. You go by 8. The day God will honor Daniel, he will be the only one waiting at that gate. Say, my father walketh hitherto, and I walk. That's what Jesus said. God also walks in the marketplace. And when he wants to bless you, that day, every other rod that turns to snakes, your own rod will swallow them. That day, there's always a day that changes the equation. That day, you will just be the first to get to the office. They will meet you on your desk. See your desk organized. Some drawers, when you open them, it's like hellfire. There are so many things, like Obon Soup. There are so many things inside that drawer. Go back home and rearrange your drawers or to your office. See stamp everywhere. No, you should have a drawer for stamps. There should be a place for your pen. Don't go into the meeting with the governor or somebody important and say, give me your biro. What is biro? What is biro? What is biro? What is biro? This is not the devil now. Because all the people you relate with are Igbo smoking people. People go to meetings and slouch. Yeah, what's the next item? How old are you? 29. You ask, another failed destiny. Wait.
Somebody said, concerning somebody, he said, I am exposing you to my boss because I want him to know what you can do. Isn't that a good testimony? Are you tracking? Somebody said, I'm allowing you talk when we go for meetings with my own boss so that he can know you. What do you think he's saying? So that the day there's an opportunity, he will not say, hey, but I don't know. Oh, is it that person? Okay. Send her name. You have one shot, oh. David, you have one shot. David, you have one shot. Don't mess it. David is in the forest with his sling, practicing shot. Target. Hey, David, why are you always doing all this? You need to move with your mate. Say, no, this is what God said I should be doing. Practicing, target, sling, 200 every day. Everybody love Ronaldo, but can you wake up at night to be practicing free kick? Say, give her this beloved sleep, hallelujah. Give her this beloved, I sleep like a baby, hallelujah. You will never be Ronaldo. The children of this world are in their world wiser. The language of the marketplace is wisdom. Don't be deceived. Free kick, he will play it, he will go and catch the boy again, come back, practice overnight, then see, come for training in the morning. She's doing this, you look tired, minority. Then you have a defining goal. Portugal versus, give me one country now.
Spain.
90th minute, free kick. Will they go and look for somebody that sleeps?
No,
Ronaldo is there. They will say, it's his turn. You know, Ronaldo played last one. Go and sit down. Ronaldo, I know you are tired. It's better for you to miss it than this one. That's life. Go back home and clean up your space. The things eating up your flourishing are unnecessary things around you. It's not that you are not charging your phone. You have many apps at the background draining you.
Yeah.
Kule is draining you.
Yeah.
That one too, that's always telling about her family problems. She's draining you. You too, listening to them, is draining you. You cannot go into a meeting with your friend and say, this meeting is for 20 minutes. After that, Funke, I need to go. Well, anytime you see that, your friend, it's, that meeting is forever. You keep talking. Pastor, I don't know, I have not made any progress this year. Go and listen to this message. And insist on being respected. Anybody that does not respect your time doesn't respect you. I have preached now. I've sweated. Look at the time. 10 minutes to 12. Some people will still come for counseling after this service for me to repeat myself. But you were sleeping and I was preaching. You even had time to rest. Are you tracking? Please, you will flourish. Go home and clean your space and refuse to be insulted. Anybody that doesn't respect your time doesn't respect you. Don't tell me you love me. Show me. Your wife is always crying. Is that why you stood up? I better go. You know I love you. Your wife is always crying. It's a problem for you. You're about to be fired. You don't have the answer for the tears of your wife. And you say you're a man. You are a man, but you are not a man. What it takes to be a man is not paying bills alone. You must emotionally connect. You must be able to protect your wife. Don't leave your wife in the hands of your family. Saying this, I told my mother, God forbid, but the day I die, there's nothing in this house that is in my name. I don't have anything except Jesus. And that one, I'm taking him to heaven because I need to enter. I said, I'm just telling you that you can. So don't worry. Everything. You shall see me. This clothes and where is everything I have? I don't have any investment in my life. It's in her name. If she leaves me now. Please. You know, I'm using style to beg you.
Child, you not go.
But a man who has nothing and has no affiliation for anything, you can't kill him. All I have to do is I will ask myself, how did I get here? I repeat the process. That's all. Give me 5 years, I'm back. I promise myself, I left the banking industry to answer the call of God. I will never look back with regret. I have told myself, I will never look back. None of my colleagues who I left there will be better than I am in any way. It was a promise I made to myself. So I keep tracking. I am my own challenge.
Yeah.
I keep tracking.
Yeah.
I keep tracking. I told my wife 3 months ago, I said, I noticed I'm unproductive. My wife said, that language is too strong. It was me having a meeting with myself. This thing is not scaling. Something is wrong. Bam! The door opened again. Some of you can't even look yourself in the mirror and say, you are not scaling. You are confessing things that are not in your level. Grace is my story. Believe me, God delights in the prosperity of his servants. God is the one that says yes to you. Many people saying, go ride on, they are not in support, they are waiting for you to fail.
Yes,
but God is the one telling you, my daughter, march. My son, keep moving. I am happy when I see the way you are fruitful.
Yeah.
When you have more than one side to your story. In the business world, you are scaling. In your marital life, you are scaling. In your ministry, you are doing well. Your life, you are happy. When people are depressed, they come around you, they begin to laugh.
Yes.
You make their problems look like it is nothing because of the God that you serve. Say, that's what I want. Say, go out, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, raise the dead. That's my assignment for you. Go and do it. Bring joy wherever you go. Bring joy. Bring joy. Bring joy. That is your DNA. Bring joy. Come on, rise on your feet. Bring joy. Bring joy. Bring joy. Listen, I am speaking into your DNA right now. I am speaking into your DNA right now. Let the joy of the Lord begin to flow from your inside. That wherever you go, the testimony that will follow your name was that I spoke to her and everything changed. I spoke to him and solution came. You will never be the reason somebody fell. You will never be the reason somebody's organization crumbled. You will not be the reason why you are stagnant. Anywhere you go, it will be that she came and then something good happened. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can you prophesy that into your life this morning? From today, joy is in my DNA. Wherever I go, wherever I turn to, any corner I find myself, they will say for Lakemi came, they will say joy came, they will say Adiola came, they will say Olawumi came, they will say Gbemi came, and something good happened, and they will say something good happened, and they will say something good happened. They say our presence brought something good. They will say our presence made us begin to make profit. Hallelujah. They will say Shem came. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They will mention your name. They will say you came. They will say Loretta came. They will mention your name. They will mention your name. They will say you came. All of a sudden, ideas started coming. Things started picking up. You will be the answer to the world. You will be the answer. Come on, declare it. I will be the answer. I want you to declare it. I will be the answer. I want you to declare it. I will be the answer. The people who killed Jesus regretted it. They regretted it. If they had left him, they would not have known he could rise up. But now that he died and rose up, there's nothing they can. He said, I'm alive and I am alive forevermore. You can't kill me again. Listen, when you leave this church today, go back home with a frenzy of joy. Because light has come.
Yes, sir.
God didn't recreate the earth until he brought light.
Yes, sir.
That light is knowledge.
Ah.
You have seen something. You have seen that while you are waiting for God to make his move, you can start arranging some things now.
Yes,
you can start cleaning up your space. You can start throwing away the baggage. All that past hurt, past unforgiveness, throw them out. You don't need them. Who promised you a faith? Forget it. It's gone. It's in the past. Keep your space clean and light. Nobody wants to do business with someone with baggages. Nobody wants to come into your life and notice that you are a very dramatic person. Come on, say, I have joy. Come on, say, I have joy. Come on, say, I have joy. He said, I rejoice at your word as he that has found great spoil. That means when light comes, I break into a frenzy of praise because I know every time I find the word of God, God has spoken. I will arise. Arise. Delight myself in the Lord. Your season is here.
I will
arise.
Delight myself in the Lord, and
He will give me
all my desire.
Will you arise?
I will arise. Delight myself in the Lord, and He will give me all my desire.
I will arise.
Delight myself in the Lord.
And he will give me all my desire. When the temple was taken from Israel, and David wanted to bring the ark back, when he wanted to bring back that ark, they didn't do it right. Somebody died. But you see, the order of David's priesthood was a different order. David was not a Levite, but he wanted to lead the procession in the place of the high priest. The Bible says, I will restore again the tabernacle of David that was broken down. The tabernacle of David is the tabernacle of praise. Listen, when David danced, there was chaos in Israel. But he chose to dance. Because praise is a response and product of faith. He chose to praise God because he could see the doors opening. He could see Israel flourishing. He could see all the challenges going away. So he wanted to praise God. And he led the procession. He didn't ask the people to do it. He didn't stay at the back and put his hand in his pocket. He led the procession. And God started silencing the enemies. He didn't pray. He praised. Listen, that thing that you think is hard, you will praise God though. And as you praise him, listen, he will speak to your enemies at the gates. I said he will speak to your enemies at the gates. Alema sota yele makora desa.
You give me all my desire.
You
never. I myself be the Lord.
You give me. Listen, as you step forth into the week, you will not have to knock. Some of you have never encountered the favor of God. You are always used to working too hard for everything. I said as you go from this place, you will not have to knock. The scripture said when the angel touched Peter, the chains fell off. And the doors opened of their own accord. Listen, listen. There are doors with your name that you are not even aware of. Those doors will begin to beckon to you this week. There are doors of new seasons. I said there are doors of new seasons. And they are opening to you. I declare by the prophetic word that you will not have to knock on that door. That door will open of their own accord. It will open of their own accord. They 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 will open of their own accord. In the name of Jesus. 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 Shaka tabayeka sota. Of their own accord, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to me, in this service, Daniels are rising. Daniels are rising. They will not be able to contend with your wisdom. Because the source of that wisdom is God. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Listen to me. Hold it. Some of you have never known what it means for strange numbers to call you. Oh, we heard about you. We heard about your business. Please, we need this. We need that. Every customer you had, you had to work for them. This week, go and write it down. That is your testimony. People and kings who have never met you to recommend you. Amen. That amen is weak. Amen. Listen to me. I take my seat in 2 minutes. We all need recommendation. There are doors that don't open on expertise. They open on recommendation. You may be very good, but they don't know you. Even Jesus got to the gate and the gate asked him, who is the King of Glory? Where are you? Jesus, who? His own creation asked him, who are you? We all need recommendation. You'll be recommended. I said, Daniels are rising. Daniels are rising. God will make foreigners pay you. They will not pay you according to your level. They will pay you according to their level. That is your testimony. That is your portion. I see the Lord making organizations pay for your trips. You will not be ordinary. You will not be small. You will not be ordinary. You will not be small. When they go out to search for your secret, they will meet Jesus. The Bible says promotion does not come from the east or the west. It comes from the Lord. Listen to me. This is your week. You have worked hard. You have labored. Now it's your turn to smile. Adiola, it's your turn to smile. You will smile. And you will laugh. And you will not be able to control yourself. The prophet said to that woman, what is in your house? That thing that you have despised, go and bring it. Do you know it could be your smile? But you've been faced with so many challenges, you've lost it. Elisha says, go and bring it.
Hey.
There's a new season here. Listen. It is too late for you to be small. I said it is too late for you to be small. If you try it, you become bigger. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Listen. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Let there be an outpouring. 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 By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. And outpouring on your life, and outpouring on your marriage, and outpouring on your business, and outpouring on your ministry, and outpouring on your finance, and outpouring, 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 and outpouring. Everyone who is due to be promoted, and nobody said anything about it. This morning, I bring out your letter. I bring out your letter. I bring out your letter. By prophetic decree, this week, we bring it out. This week, we orchestrate the happenings in your office to favor you. You are about to give up on your business. Rain is here. Rain is here. Rain is here. Don't give up, oh. People give up just before the time. You are here scrambling for 100,000, and I see 35 million with your name. The devil is a liar. From today, nobody will be able to resist your offer. Listen, that business will not fail. It will not die. This work in your hands will not die. I prophesy it will not die. I prophesy it will not die. I prophesy it will not die. You will no longer ask, what is this? What is this? I am in the midst of a mighty river. Listen to me. Listen to me. I prophesy to you from the place of my calling. I remove struggle from your life. Your answer is coming today. Somebody will go to his office and send you an email today. Nobody can destroy what God has started. Nobody will destroy your home. Nobody will destroy your life. You are God's project. Listen to me. I command every strange voice speaking over your life to cease forever. Paul said, henceforth, let no man trouble me. Let no man trouble me. Let no man trouble me. No man will trouble you again. No man will trouble you again. No man will trouble you again. For those of you that are married, from today, your wives will begin to blossom under you. For the women that are here, your husbands will begin to thrive in your presence. No more backwardness. Your opportunity is here. Your opportunity is here. I have received a commandment to bless.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, you are blessed. Listen, your journey is different. You will not go as others have gone. Your journey is different. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, don't leave anything out. Let him be first, and he will give you what men are asking for, which is what? Direction. Direction. That's what we all want. Direction. May your ears be open. You will hear the voice of God telling you how you need to run your business, telling you how you need to speak in that office. You will receive the blessing of the wisdom of God. There is a groaning. Listen, listen. A champion is about to be born. Listen, listen, listen. You are going to travel, because today is for the birth of champions. Your beginning may be small, but you will not be like this. 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 You will not always be like this. Today, we take the delivery of a champion. We take the delivery of a champion. And I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. Laze kataya maroseberia. Eza kataya. Zoketelia. Maruse badia. Zakata valigodoza. Aha, aha. Zokateya lemokuza.
Hallelujah.